Hey guys, what is going on? Flux here, and I'm with...
The Fighties, or Fights.
So today, this is our first podcast. This is episode one of a series that we're going to be doing on YouTube and hopefully on iTunes that you guys can listen to while you do anything. I don't know, you can download it onto your phone and you can work out and listen. You can play games and listen to it. It's just a podcast where we're going to be talking about gaming and basically everything that's going on. You want to add anything onto that?
Nope.
Alright, so the first thing that's kind of been on our minds is Call of Duty Ghosts. Now, Bites, do you want to talk about this?
Yes, I have one thing that I really want to say. If there is no sniping, sniping personal game mode or whatever,
I'm gonna flip. Honestly,
it's so annoying when you're in a game and then there's people going tryhard and you're trying to snipe.
Okay, that's true, but let's think about it. You're lowering your standards by playing on a sniping only playlist, because if you think about it, like if people in phase all of a sudden just started playing on a playlist only that snipers can play on, then it's gonna
be
so
nuts.
No, it's gonna be easy for them to get feeds.
So that'd be nuts.
Okay, fair enough, it'll be nuts, but I don't know. I've always wanted that, but I can see there's definitely going to be like a lot of hate to people that get clips on that. I don't know. Now, what's kind of been circulating around on the internet, do you know who Sledgehammer Gaming is? No, okay, so Sledgehammer was one of the developers that made the Modern Warfare franchise. Now, they let out a poster saying we are hiring, and at the bottom it had like some pictures of the MW3 franchise. So what people are expecting is Activision is now bringing in a whole nother studio. I don't know, what are your thoughts on that?
Never heard of this before.
Yeah, it's only been out for like 2 days now, and there's been some YouTubers making videos about this. So,
yeah, my computer's been broken.
I think this is a great idea. I don't know about you, but if you think about it, this is going to give people a whole... It's going to give each company a whole nother year to make the game better. So think about it. If Black Ops 2 was in development for one more year, I guarantee you Black Ops 2 would be the best shooter, one of the best shooters out there. And there'll be a whole lot more gun variety in the game.
Yeah, but every year there's a new Call of Duty and gets upgraded every time, so then it'll be Call of Duty Ghosts that will be the best first person shooter. And then
no, but what I'm saying is now that there's three studios, basically what's happening is Treyarch lets out a game, then Infinity Ward lets out a game. So now Sledgehammer's
gonna be three games now.
Yeah, three different games. But the rumors are saying is that Sledgehammer is letting out is continuing with the Modern Warfare franchise. So
that's terrible.
I don't know. I
want to spend so much money.
The Call of Duty franchise is such a no, but they're gonna come out every year. It's gonna be the same.
I know, but it's gonna be so hard to follow because there's one. Okay, so there's already a new one coming out, and then you have to follow Black Ops and then Modern Warfare.
Okay, true, but really, dude, what you're saying is you have to follow it, but you're just going to be following the campaign side. And do you honestly play campaign all day? You do?
Not all day, but it's the only thing I play when it first comes out.
Yeah, well, when it first comes out, but who really
cares? I forgot what the Black Ops 2 campaign was like.
Yeah, nobody, well, I don't know, some people probably do, but I just remember it was like somewhere, it was like in the Cold War times or something like that.
I remember now.
Yeah, I remember though playing Black Ops 2, I still don't get how the missions work, because you like, some missions you were back in time, then forward in time, I don't know, it was
really... I didn't even do all of them, I just did the ones that were like the recent days or whatever, the ones that you needed to beat the campaign.
Oh yeah, weren't there like extra missions that you could do if you wanted? Yeah.
I
did a few of them. I think that they definitely made campaign better because you could choose your weapons and everything and your like class setup.
I didn't understand that at all.
I think it was awesome because
I did not know how to use that.
I can't remember exactly how you did because I did it when I first got Black Ops 2, which was such a long time ago. And yeah, it was, I don't know. I thought it was awesome because it wasn't the game choosing what you had to do for you. You were kind of just, oh, whatever, I'll do this, right? I thought that was awesome, but yeah.
My favorite game out of Call of Duty is MW2.
Yeah, a lot of people like MW2. So many people like COD 4 for some reason. I haven't really played the only Call of Duties. The only time I really started getting into Call of Duty was Black
It was
Ops.
on Xbox.
No, Black Ops 2 on Wii, which was like on
You had
Black.
it on Wii?
Yeah, I had it on Wii. I'm not kidding you. I played with the classic controller and yeah, the class.
I played 007 with that.
Yeah, it's. It was awesome, and I think on the ranking boards I was like in the top one. I can't remember, but every game I went positive, and I was just owning people because I was using a controller while other people were like trying to aim with the nunchucks. And oh my gosh,
It'd be so fun with the Wii now, though. If
yeah,
you think
because
about it, it'd be actually be so fun.
yeah, it was good times. Is the only bad thing was they took a lot of stuff out the game, like you know how on PS3 and Xbox they had the flamethrower. In the Wii version, they took out so many different stuff. You could only get to one zombie map. It was like that was definitely sad, but still, it was so much fun. It brings
Couldn't you even
back.
get map packs on the Wii?
No, you couldn't even get map packs. It
What?
was yeah. It was. I don't know. Maybe some of you guys in the comments will correct me saying that you could, but from what I could tell, you couldn't. And if I did get the map packs, I don't think anybody would play because to get into a
Yeah,
lobby
exactly.
was hard enough. And but I
I
just
should
remember,
never buy Black Ops or Wii.
yeah, I could get like 50 plus gameplays in that, but for some reason, because I was just like a child back then, right? So I didn't really understand how the whole game worked. But if I like, because I would just run like RCXD all UAV and like SAM turret, I don't know why. But if I ran like orbital VSAT or whatever you call it in that game,
Were you
Blackbird.
talking about Black Ops 1?
Yeah, I'm talking about Black Ops
Oh, I thought you
1.
said Black Ops 2.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Black Ops 1.
It's like, wait, SAM turrets aren't in the game anymore?
Yeah, I'm talking about Black Ops 1. I don't know why they got rid of SAM turrets in Black Ops 2. Because no.
They were so OP.
Well, I guess they would. I guess it'd be annoying if you just got a what do you call it, a Lodestar, and then you got shot out the sky right away. I guess that would be annoying, but I don't know. So you guys, we're gonna take a break and then we're gonna continue when we're back, alright? Hey guys, we're back. We just took a quick break just to think about what we're gonna be continuing on with. So Bites, what are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about guns and the best guns in the game with the best attachments. So, in my opinion, the best gun in the game is the MP7 with quick draw and fascinating. What about you?
Okay, so if I feel like sniping, I'm definitely gonna go DSR, extended clip, and like laser sight. Just because laser sight, I feel like I quick scope better with that. Some people think that that's kind of noob, but I just like it. And yeah, I think that's about it. Then my perks would probably be lightweight, just so I can move faster. Fast hands, even though I don't really need fast hands, I just feel like my whole body in total moves faster. And then what do you call it? Dexterity, just because you need dexterity.
My perks are lightweight, toughness, dexterity. I use a C4 for lethal. I use a flashbang for tactical. For my secondary, I use the B23R with an extended clip.
Okay, whatever they call it,
So OP.
that gun is amazing with dual wield.
So OP.
Amazing, like you can outperform everybody. Actually, to be honest, with all the guns, that anything that you can dual wield usually does become better in those like
Oh man.
close gunfights. Well, in some games, they've been known to like make the guns worse, like the bullet kind of goes in weird angles. But I don't know, in close range, I just feel like I dominate with dual wields. But dual wield Cat 40s are, I think, pretty good. I'm guessing.
Are we moving on from this subject?
So Yeah, I don't
okay,
know.
so I want to talk about my favorite YouTuber. Okay,
And who's
my
that?
favorite YouTuber at the moment is Optic Scumpy, Scumper Jumper. He's such a good commentator and everything. If you're watching this, shout out to you and thank you.
We should in the title of this video do like at Scumpy Jumper or whatever his Twitter is, so we get spammed with this video, so it's just gonna make you wanna watch it anyways.
No, he
Scumpy,
doesn't like that.
I know, but whatever.
Who's your favorite YouTuber?
You know me, I go on phases where I'm like, I like this channel and then I like this channel. For the longest time when I was into playing DayZ, I liked Frankie on PC. I still think he's a pretty solid commentator. He's definitely better than he should be. Like, he should have more subscribers than he does, just because he's really his commentary. He puts so much effort into all of his videos and stuff. But probably my favorite commentator at the moment would have to be like I kind of like I used to like White Boy, but I don't like him as much anymore. I don't know.
I only have four people I watch on YouTube. That's Scumper Jumper, Optic Scumpy, T Martin, YouTubable, and what's his name? I forgot his name. Okay, let's come back to this subject. Let me just go on my YouTube and find myself.
Okay, I think I gotta go too, but I'm looking through my sub box.
Okay, YouTubable HD. KYR Speedy, that's who it is. KYR Speedy, YouTubable, T Martin, and Optic Scumpy.
How do you like KYR Speedy? It's like,
He's the best, he's so funny.
but I don't like those kind of trolling videos. I don't know.
It's fun to watch him with the crew, like Jehovah, Deluxe 20, Deluxe 4, G18, Sidearms. They're just so funny when they're
Oh,
supposed to
I
be
remember
funniest.
what I've been listening to a lot. Killer Keemstar, you guys. He is so funny. He's so awesome. He does like Billionaire's Challenge and everything. And yeah,
That
Killer Keem. Oh, okay, Billionaire's Challenge. What it is where they get all the big YouTubers on YouTube. They all go to LA, right? And then they like
yes.
1v1 each other, and yeah, it's pretty sick. Like on LAN, it's pretty sick. Oh yeah, and then also there's this one really big YouTuber I like. What's his name? His name is Orange or something. Awesome YouTuber.
Okay, so it's funny to me because me and Flux both know Orange in real life.
Is he gonna see this?
Yeah, probably.
No,
He's
shut up.
probably like,
I'm actually being serious. So he definitely is. I played with
yeah,
him. He's actually pretty good. He
he wants to be a big YouTuber.
yeah
He's
he
trying really hard. If you guys are watching this, please go give him a subscribe. His YouTube is youtube.com/user/orange.
yeah something like that. Or like I'm Orange or something. I don't know. We'll
Yeah,
link him.
something like that.
We'll link him in the description, you guys. But don't just go subscribe to him. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel called Flux and Bytes Cast.
We're making a whole new channel. Why don't we just upload it to our own
No,
channel
we'll
instead?
upload it to our own channel, but we're also gonna upload it to the podcast channel, as well as we're hopefully gonna be on iTunes. Like I say, not 100% sure. But it just takes like a 2 days or so just for them to approve
I want people so
our
much.
podcast. And I hope it's gonna be on iTunes, because then you guys can download it and we're probably gonna have it free. Oh yeah, that's like I remember something now. We're gonna have our podcast free on iTunes, but if you guys would like a shout out in the video, if you guys would like us to promote your YouTube channel, or if you have some sort of product or anything, feel free to message any one of us or the channel that any channel that we uploaded this to that you guys are watching this on. Send us a message, get in contact with us. Our emails will be in the description, and we're gonna be doing shout outs and stuff for anybody. Like I say, the cost to get a shout out from us is very inexpensive, and that those costs are gonna be like, if we maybe do something in real life, maybe make like a real life video that is gonna cost money to do it, then we're gonna use that money, or we're just gonna use it to make the cast a lot better. So I thought we'd let you guys know about that. But yes, my most favorite YouTuber at the moment is probably Killer Keemstar, just because of how active he is in the community. And
I'm starting to not like T Martin anymore though, because he's gone so inactive and his videos aren't even that good anymore.
Yeah,
like the past week he's posted 2 videos and it's been the exact same gameplay.
Okay, today he uploaded a video being like, it's called Why I Am.
Yeah, it's the same gameplay.
Oh my gosh. Dude, nobody cares if you're excited or not.
No, it's just explaining. Like,
yeah, I know, but.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah, I watched the whole video, but. I just thought, dude, if people are hating on your content, then make people not hate and do what the people want. We all want to see your videos. We think that you're an awesome guy, but all what you're doing is probably, like, I don't know. Spending all your time at Treyarch.
I don't know
because
who a good commentator is.
Who?
COD Gameplay. He is an amazing commentator.
Don't you know him in real life or something?
Yeah. Well, I don't know him, like, personally, but he's my neighbor's cousin's boyfriend.
Okay.
I've
neighbors.
Talked to him before, but
yeah, didn't you go to the swimming pool with him or something like that?
I think so.
Yeah. Next time you're with him, you call me up, okay?
Yeah.
And he can give us a shout out.
I think he only posts community videos now. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, I've been following him for past month.
Yeah,
so.
No, I haven't really been following him either. Anyways, so I don't know, that's just kind of been what's now, have you seen any YouTubers just putting out like really bad content recently?
No, why?
I don't know, like if you go back to YouTube when it first came out, that was when YouTube was amazing. But now, like, recently, I've just been feeling like YouTube's, it's all, like, people just, as much as they say they're not in it for the money, that's all what I feel that they're in it for.
That's what Xbox One is in for, is all in for the money.
I guess that you brought that up. I guess we have to talk about
Xbox. Wait, before we talk about that, I just want to talk about Control Freaks. I just ordered a pair. And they're going to be amazing.
Okay, tell them why you ordered it.
I ordered it because I went to Flux's house and I played with his Control Freaks and I loved them. They helped my accuracy so much.
Okay, so we're not sponsored in any way by Control Freak, but Control Freak, if you're watching this, send us a message to sponsor us. We'd love to. Anyways, so I bought Control Freaks because people were...
Use the discount code,
buddies,
or Flux.
Yeah, our discount code is Flux. No, I'm just kidding. But I don't know. Maybe that works. I have no idea. Anyways, so when I'd use a normal controller, I'd always like shoot past somebody. Like when I was in like really close gunfights, I don't know why. And now that I have Control Freaks, I can aim like pinpoint. It's amazing what those Control Freaks can do. Like when I go to friends' house and they ask me to play on their Xbox controller, I'll be like, okay, and then they're like, well, dude, you always talk about being such a good sniper. I'm like, give me Control Freaks, and I don't know, I just cannot play with anything else.
I am a PlayStation gamer, so I have, like, R1, L1 buttons, but I bought trigger extenders, and I've changed my shooting buttons to L2 and R2. They work so much better.
Yeah. Wait,
like an Xbox.
When did you get the trigger extender thingies?
Like yesterday.
Oh, where did you get them?
Best Buy.
Best Buy?
For like $5.
Yeah, what was it? Future Shop, I think it was. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's maybe because we don't
Canadian.
We live in Canada, it's not the US. But I saw a modded controller at
Future Shop?
Yeah, Future Shop. I was like, because
what kind?
I forget the name, but they had the one with the rapid fire mod. I was actually surprised that they'd sell something like that.
I want to get a Scuf so bad, but I'm waiting for the new console to come out.
Oh, okay. Have you seen the new Scuf Hybrid? That thing is sick.
I don't like it.
How can you not? It has 4 paddles.
No, but it's too much, and it's like $150.
Okay, if you got rid of the price, and it was just the price of a normal scuff, it's pretty good.
That's still a lot. They're like $110.
You know how you have your buttons like A, B, X, Y?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even use those. I would just use whatever you call those things.
I'm not. I think A is X. X is square. Y is triangle. What's circle?
Sure. I can't even.
The one on the right. I can't remember what it is.
Pretty sure that's like B. Yeah, B is on the right.
I don't know.
I just can't stand a PS4 controller. It feels like I have arthritis.
You've never held a PS4 controller.
Yeah, of course I have, and they're so bad.
PS4.
Oh, not PS4, sorry. I mean PS3, sorry. The
PS4 controllers are going to be dope.
Okay,
The Xbox One controllers are pretty much just Xbox 360.
Yeah, so everybody on like Facebook and everything is like, oh, I'm getting a PS4 or whatever.
They're so much better.
No, they're not. I'm getting an Xbox One, even if you don't get an Xbox
One. It's not all about the graphics.
I don't care about the graphics. That's the least of what I care about. I played games that have the worst graphics and I still enjoyed them. Okay, but what I'm saying is, okay, everybody gets hung up on this DRM stuff, okay? And I'm telling you guys right now, DRM is the best thing in the world. What it is called is
touch-based is with DRM. There's some people who
okay.
don't know.
So DRM basically is called digital rights management. And what digital rights management allows you to do is basically it means that instead of buying games in real life, you buy it on
that's what DRM is.
Yeah, you buy it actually like on an Xbox Live store. Now exactly. Now listen to where I'm going at. Dude, what are you talking about? They don't even have DRM on PS4.
Okay, I'm still getting a PS4.
Okay. Anyways, as I was saying. And dude, PS3 got like hacked. I don't know, maybe they fixed their systems now. But anyways. So
that was like last year.
Yeah, it's that was. Long gone. Dude, but how did I couldn't survive if
Xbox went down for a month, so
no. Dude, yeah, they went down for one weekend. I had the Xbox. I don't know, it was kind of sad.
Bought the Xbox for Christmas this year. Don't be like, oh, Xbox went cool.
Dude, Xbox is amazing. You even have admitted that. It's so
because Xboxes are so much easier to play on.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. I come to your house and play Xbox. I go like 20-2. I come to my house, I go like 20-11.
I think it's just because it's something new, but when I play on PS3...
Like, I can play on Insane on Xbox, and I can only play on 8 on PS3.
Yeah, but that's because on PS3, the sticks are a lot bigger. But, so anyways, back to the DRM thing. What happens with digital rights management is that means, like, every year they'd be able to do a huge blowout where they blow games out maybe for, like, $5 or something. So you could see Call of Duty Black Ops 2, instead of $60 for $20... Because with digital rights management, that means that nobody's going to be pirating the game. Because you constantly have to check in, so it's really hard to pirate a game. So that's why. Oh, and you can't share it with your... You can't go to your friend's house and give it to you at your friend's house.
That's what I do not like.
Okay.
It's like having a brother and you both split the money for the... It's like saying you have a brother and you both want to play the same game. But you don't want to play on the same account, then you have to go buy a game for each of you.
Okay,
it's a
waste
of $60.
Okay, I can understand.
And they got rid of that. You can do that now. They got rid of that.
Yeah, okay, I can understand that part of it. I'd be pretty mad too, considering I'd have to buy two different Black Ops 2s or whatever, or Call of Duty Ghosts, right? But
yeah,
if you're on a different Xbox, then I can understand why they'd make you pay because.
Well, what if you have like three Xboxes in your house, one for your room, one for your main floor, and one for your basement or whatever. Don't you want to be able to play Black Ops on them?
Do people honestly have that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know someone who has like four.
Oh yeah, okay.
I
remember now, okay. Isn't it like okay, never mind, let's move on. Because somebody's going to watch us and...
I know.
Okay, guys, we're going to pause the video and we will be back soon. Peace. Hey, guys, we're back and I sent Bytes this one video via Skype to watch. So basically, I'm not sure if you guys have been following the news.
Via Skype.
Yeah, via Skype, via Skype, whatever. It's an actual word, I'm not kidding you. It is. But I sent
So what's gay on?
Garage. Dude, via is an actual word. Via is a word. Okay, I'm gonna send you a link in the dictionary here. I'm going to the
I
dictionary.
don't care.
Okay, well, I'm gonna send it to you anyway. Anyway, so if you guys have been following the news, there's this whole controversy going on about this Trayvon Martin case. Anyways, we're not gonna talk about that specifically, but during the trial, the prosecutor had to call some sort of professor to like interview, and he couldn't make it to the courtroom, so instead they decided to do it on Skype. Well, lo and behold, the prosecutor showed his Skype name, so all around the world, people just started to Skype
Oh,
bomb
okay.
this guy. It
Just listening to the video, I was getting annoyed.
was. Dude, imagine though if you're in the courtroom, I just start laughing. Oh my
What did
gosh.
Claire laughing? I don't care.
Well, I sent it to you anyways, because via is a word.
Via.
Via, it's just how you pronounce stuff.
Like Tumblr and Garage, huh?
Yeah, Tumblr. Dude, if it was Tumblr, they'd put an E, not just an
It is
R.
Tumblr. There's no A in either.
Okay, let me.
Blur.
Tumble.
There's no A in it. It's just an R.
I can't do it. Like garage, or is it, what did I call
Yes.
it? Garage?
Garage. I gotta go to the garage to get my link.
It's maybe the garage is just gay or something, but I don't know. I think it's I don't think I'll ever be able to say garage. I'm always gonna say garage.
It's just funny.
Oh my gosh, I just go onto xboxlive.com to look at all my messages, and I get 7 messages.
Is what's his name? Notes being a dick to you?
Yes.
Yeah, I know, I read those comments.
Okay, so anyways, guys, if you don't know what we're talking about, so my clan, we decided to close down, all right, because what the
Yes, because Flux became got into biking and he thought in order to be a biker you had to quit Call of Duty.
Yeah, so I, dude, you, that wasn't the only reason why. I had other reasons, but I don't want to talk about that just because. No, I'm serious. I don't want to talk about that. Anyways, so what am I trying to say now?
Who's Mr. Touchy Feely?
What?
Who's Mr. Touchy Feely?
I believe his name is Nick in real life. I don't know. Okay, anyways, so as I was saying, these two guys left the clan, and what their goal in life to do is get into FaZe. Now, the chance of them getting into FaZe, I'm telling you right now, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah,
It's
no,
not. They are not.
he's a mama's basement. Like, all he does is sit at home and play Call of
Yeah,
Duty.
exactly. Dude, I think they took me off. Oh, I just realized they took me off their friends list. Let me check. I think they did.
Who was it? Notes and who else?
Yeah, Notes and Remix.
Remix.
That's his gamer tag. Yeah, I'll message you their name because I don't want people to see it.
What was his cruise plan, though? What was his cruise plan?
Cruise Trinity.
Oh, okay. Oh, I saw him today. Was
Yeah.
biking home and I saw him.
Yeah, I think they took me off the friends list. Anyway, so like we were saying, in the comments of our comeback video, they just said, "Dude, nobody wants to join your clan because all what you do is boss people around." Well, to have a clan, to actually be like an active clan, you need to tell your people, "Look, make a video or get clips, or else we're gonna kick you from the clan." And no, they didn't like that one bit because it's I don't know, dude. Some people are just crazy. Like they expect that they just get good, but sometimes people have to boss you around, or I don't know. Jeez, but I believe that the Cruise Clan is now going to be called NM or something like that,
Why?
because Cruise Fusion, or well, former Cruise Fusion has decided to come back and lead the clan, and he wants to go under a new name. So I don't know. I think I don't. I
But
think
you already have 100 subscribers.
I know, but I don't know what I'm gonna do. I want
Why'd you
to be.
delete all the videos too?
Yeah, that was him who did it, not me.
He has the password?
Yeah. He does. Anyways, I don't know where Cruz is going to go. We're coming on 30 minutes. That's actually pretty good. We didn't think we'd get this far, but I think let's just do 30-minute podcasts. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you for watching. If you guys could show some support, like it, show your friends, because we really want to get this podcast known. Anyways, you guys, thank you for watching. My name is Flux.
My name is The Bites.
Peace.